You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
You're on 95BFM Breakfast, and we are joined in the studio by broadcasting legend who needs no introduction, Morena Karen. Hey, how are you this morning?
Morena Zoe. Stella, how are you doing?
Great, thank you. How are you?
I'm all right. Yeah, good.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you here, and you are in to talk about The Writer's Notebook, which is your new literary podcast, which you're launching with a kōrero with celebrated writer Steve Brawnius at Q Theatre tomorrow.
Tomorrow afternoon. Steve thinks there'll only be three people there, but there might be four. You never know.
Well, I highly doubt that. I think it'll be an amazing conversation. I want to start by asking you how this came about and I guess what your first memory of Steve Brawnius is.
Gosh, now there's a question. My first memory of Steve Brawnius. I thought it was at Avalon at the TV studios where he came to interview me for this kind of fanzine music mag that he worked for in Wellington called In Touch, that Gary Steele was the editor of. And he said it wasn't at Avalon. He said it was at a restaurant down on Oriental Parade, that, you know, Wellington, mm-hmm. where it's like it's on the water. It used to be a restaurant. I don't know what it is now. So my memory is really shot. His is obviously better. Yeah. That's my first memory of Steve Brawnius, yeah, a long time ago, maybe early 80s.
Mm. And so The Writer's Notebook, your new podcast, how did this idea come about?
I signed up with Frank, which is a talent management agency, and that's Mike Minogue, who is Wellington Paranormal. And you know, he is also on Radio Hauraki. He does a drive show, I believe, with a couple of other guys. I don't think I've heard it, but... And he has this agency, and he signed me up. And part of their sort of setup there is that they have a podcast studio, Frank Podcasts. Mm. They got some funding from, I believe it was, I have to be careful, I'm not entirely sure who it's from, but it was a funding. Mm. And they have for a year and a half to set this studio up, which they have done beautifully. It's a really, really lovely podcast studio with three little cameras and so forth.
Yeah.
And for the people who are on their books, they've invited them to do podcasts. So they asked me if I'd like to do one. What would you like to do it on? And I sort of just fell into. I just said, oh, we're writing. Yeah, cool. And that was about as much as I thought about it. So, and then, oh, right, you've got to do it now. So away we went.
Yeah. And what sort of things will you be discussing on The Writer's Notebook? Will it be tricks of the trade or your the way you like to write? What sort of things can listeners expect from it?
All of that and more. I've went up north on this little... I wrote a little piece for Newsroom the other day and about the trip I went up north with a friend to talk to a dear friend, Sam Hunt, and poet Bob Orr. Sam lives in the Kuiper and Bob's in the Hokianga, so we were able to sort of go from Sam's to Bob's.
Hmm.
And took two iPhones and a handy cam. I mean, I am quite familiar with having to set up production, but it was like, oh, right, cool. You've got to actually format this SD card before you put it in here to learn to do that. And it was pretty random, the whole thing. And as I say in the piece, there were various crimes against broadcast. There were, you know, washing machine noises and...
yes.
You know, people walking through shot and... Yeah, but it was quite fun. And I thought, God, it's really hard when you have to do things on your own, when you don't have, like, a sound person to say, you know, that creaking leather chair, let's just change it. So, yeah, I've done a couple of interviews to date over Christmas. And we talked for poets, that's an interesting one because it's pretty hard to really nail down how a poet writes poetry.
Yeah.
You know, it's a difficult thing to explain, although Sam is very, very good at talking. And Bob too, and we talked about just their start in writing generally and what attracted them to the art and craft of writing. And then advice for, you know, those who do want to write, because I think that's a really huge thing. I started out as an ad writer. I wrote ads for 2 years. And so the horror, you know, this cliche of the blank page really didn't affect me because... You had to front up, and by lunchtime, you know, you had to write 50 ads.
Yeah.
There was just no way that the blank page could possibly impinge in your life. You know, it's like, yep, sorry, you've got to write this and this and this. So that can be difficult for other people, though. I realise that when they think I'd really like to write, but how do I do it? And, or how do I get past this, this searing lack of self-confidence that,
I received, my grandmother is an English teacher. She has been an English teacher for over 40 years, and she gave me a fantastic piece of writing advice. She writes lots of poetry, and she said, you know, you write a poem and you put it away and you don't look at it for a couple of weeks, and then you take it out and you have to pretend that it was written by someone that you really don't like.
And which you would anyway. Oftentimes in a poem is going, yeah, I really don't like that.
And if you have to sort of concede, like, oh, well, I guess that actually is quite good, then you're on to something.
Great advice.
Do you have any advice for writers young and old, new and experienced?
Well, that's a big timeline, you know.
True. We can narrow it down slightly.
Yeah. When you start, I think your energy and enthusiasm, if you start at a younger age, is that you just have to do it. You know, it's basically you don't have any other option. If you really are a writer, you don't have any other option but to write.
Mm.
It's the cliche of the burning desire to get it down. And I very much was in that camp. I thought, although I had been doing so many other things up until my first novel, that I didn't actually... I thought, well, I'm going to write it when I'm 36. That's when I'll have time to do it.
And, that's quite specific.
It was specific. And then because I'd pulled that out of the air, plucked that out of the air, I thought, okay, well, I'm going to have to do it. So I did at 36. But even when I say I'm going to have to do it, I had to do it.
Right.
So there was no thought about, oh, this is going to be difficult. And sometimes it is, sometimes it isn't. But then you go on in your career, and in different stages of your career, the motivation and also not so much ideas. I don't really have any trouble with ideas, but I often find in New Zealand, I was living in London at the time, which is a lot easier for financial aspects of writing, because
right,
you can pick up a good book deal, or easier than you can in New Zealand. It's very, very difficult to get any financial result from writing here.
Mm.
Unless it's a coffee table book or a rugby player, you know, putting, you know what I mean? You might sell 3,000, 10,000, whatever. It's still not a great reward for you.
Mm.
So that can be difficult. So like many artists, musicians alike, you know, you have to have this other life that you do. And that other life can often be very exhausting or tiring. If as a woman, if you have a family, if you have children, that's even another layer on top of that. So there are different, there's advice at different stages of your career, I guess.
Yeah, which I imagine you'll be talking about in this podcast series.
Well, Steve's career is, he's still really on a trajectory, really. Mm. He hasn't managed to slow him down in any way, but yes, but with other people, yes.
Yeah.
Well, the men, it's, you know, I was thinking this morning, actually, that's three men I've interviewed. What about the women? And I have a very great list of women writers that I want to talk to. But it's not just authors, it is also writing music.
Oh,
anyone
great.
Who's a writer, yeah. Music, film, scripts, TV, anybody who actually writes.
Yeah.
Not necessarily for a living, but just writes.
Yeah. Well, it sounds absolutely fascinating, and I can't wait to listen. If you are listening now and you want to come along tomorrow at 4 p.m. to Q Theatre in the Rangatira stage to see Karen Hay and Steve Brawnius have a kōrero about all things writing for to launch the Writer's Notebook, you can get tickets from the Q Theatre website.
Indeed.
I believe. And
$25.
Yeah,
decided,
not bad.
Steve and I decided if there are only like four or five people, they can all come and sit in the front row, and I might make like balloon animals or something.
Well, however, I mean, I don't think that's going to happen, it did, it would be incredible.
Well,
go see a New Zealand broadcasting and writing legend in action tomorrow at Q Theatre. And Karen, you've picked a song for us to listen to today. Do you want to tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, I was just saying before that you probably play this a million times on B, but I love Vera Allen. I think Vera Allen is, I mean, I know she's had accolades for her work, but I think she's still underrated as a songwriter. Mm. And think she should be played like widely across New Zealand radio, not just student radio. This track is Carpenter, so
let's give it a listen now.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much, Karen. Hey? All right, Carpenter by Vera Allen. You're on 95 BFM Breakfast.
I call the carpenter, I broke the furniture, I don't know where to say. I think I'm gonna quit. I call the therapist, I've got an iron fist. I'm putting weight on that, I'm gonna break my wrist. I'll keep calling, yeah, like I did. It kills the room decor. I'm headed for the door. I'll keep calling. I'll keep calling, yeah, like I do.
Carpenter by Vera Allen, as picked for us this morning by Karen Hay, the one and only. And you can catch Karen tomorrow afternoon at Q Theatre for The Writer's Notebook, it's the launch of her her new literary podcast of the same name, and she'll be having a kōrero with another celebrated writer, Steve Brawnius. Tickets from the Q Theatre website, qtheatre.co.nz.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.